This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, where you will sound very good most of the time. If you call us on Skype, it's Skype username lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. We'll approve it as soon as we notice it pop in, and you'll be good to go to call from that point forward. So for those of you just tuning in, there's been a lot of discussion tonight so far about the, well, not so much specifically France, but sort of the idea of ISIS. And, Mark, you found this meme online on social media about bombing Muslims, basically, bombing Islam to glass, basically.
Well, it's the old tired saw of, I can't figure out a good problem for the, a good solution for
so
the Middle
bomb
East,
it.
So let's just bomb them till they're all dead. Death is the solution.
And some people found that to be a funny thing, which I tried to have them explain why it was
right.
Funny.
This is funny as the Jews and their, the Hitler and his final solution for the Jews. I suppose it's that funny.
Yeah, it's in that category of funny, which is to say not at all and absolutely horrifying. So you're welcome to comment on any of those things or, you know, ISIS, France, etc., or anything else. We've actually had a few calls about police abuse. One police defender called in here tonight to blindly defend all cops, even the ones who are bashing people in the face with shotgun muzzles, the butt of a shotgun when he's been handcuffed and is on the ground and had already been subdued. So you're welcome to comment on all those things. Let's go to the phones to the fun. First up, we've got John listening in Carson City, Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I have great sympathy for the victims in Paris yesterday, but I think we have to keep in mind that our views of what are happening are really shaped a lot by the way things are presented to us. I think anybody can tell you that 3,000 Americans were killed on 9/11 and more than 100 people were killed in Paris yesterday. But how many people have a really clear idea about the number of civilians that have been killed in the war on terror?
They don't.
Were there at least 100,000 in Iraq or something like that?
Well, the numbers in Iraq are between 100,000 and a million. That's 900,000 people. That's a...
The big window.
It's
there,
I don't know.
Yeah, I would say a conservative estimate is that the total civilians killed in the war on terror is over 200,000 now, which I thought, considering what you were talking about, the meme you were talking about, is pretty interesting because it's really in the same ballpark of the number of people who were killed when two atomic bombs were dropped on cities.
That's an interesting comparison. John, thanks for the call. No, go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of like we already have dropped Hiroshima and the Nagasaki bombs over there in slow motion.
Cumulatively. Yeah, I gotcha. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. To the phones, we continue. Brett is in Tallahassee, listening to WVFT-FM. Hey, Brett.
Hey. Earlier you referred to a caller as a protectionist that was opposed to illegal immigration. And I would just like to point out that it's not the same thing when the people in charge are completely going against the laws that are on the books that were passed in a democratic fashion. Like E-Verify here in Florida in 2004, if you were caught using it illegal on your work site, your general contractor was kicked off of that work site.
You mean if they were working for the state?
No, like if you were a general contractor and you hired on illegals, they would pull the general contractor's license.
When you say illegal, you mean people who heroically are risking arrest for coming to come here and work?
Yeah, you can try to spend it any way you want. I've been to Mexico quite a few times, spent quite a bit of time there. That's not the case.
What do you say that?
I also did 14 years in the feds, and if you think that the illegal illegal immigrants in the feds are there because they just crossed the border and they're peace loving, want to go to work type people, then you're sadly mistaken. And if you talk to any federal
professional
officer, they're gang members. They're violent criminals.
That's ridiculous.
From Mexico.
Okay, well, the American Conservative Magazine did an did extensive drilling down in the numbers of the criminal acts committed by Hispanics versus whites versus blacks, and they found that that Hispanics commit fewer crimes as a class than do Americans. So,
hold on, your premise is flawed. If you're here illegally, if there's somebody here illegally, and they harm one U.S. citizen. That's too many.
Well, it's too many if a U.S. citizen harms a U.S. citizen, isn't it?
It is, but that can't be. You can't kick out American citizens.
Why not? Well, let's just change the law. I say get rid of everybody who ever breaks the law.
Maybe turn Manhattan into a prison island and then just dump everybody there.
Now you're being facetious instead of dealing with reality. Texas also released a report that you're not quoting. 800,000 Texans, legal Texans, were the victims of violent crimes by illegal immigrants over a 28-month span. That's 800,000 Americans that were victimized by people who had no right to be here to begin with. And
I haven't read the report.
The law. Huh?
I haven't read the report, so I can't really comment on it. But I can tell you that, you know, hey, look, Americans are hurting Americans. People who aren't Americans are hurting Americans. I'm not scared. I'm not scared of the illegal immigrants.
Yeah,
what
I don't
I'm scared
need the
of is the police state that is being created to try to keep them out.
I don't need
I'm
the
scared
government
of the cars. The people being stopped in their cars and asked for their papers. When I was a kid, I was told that you know what was bad about the Nazis and what was bad about the commies is that we'd stop people and say, "Vaya yo pepas," that they would try to separate families, that they would
that's what you want, right,
people
Brett?
Without charges.
So you're literally saying somebody can come to America, have a kid, and therefore they shouldn't be deported because it will break up a family.
They should be able to come here without having a kid if they want, because freedom.
Right.
Yeah. So
right.
You want a police state, right? That's what you want?
Well, I want the laws are on the books, right? So
I don't give a damn about your laws on the books. That's just words on paper written by strangers. Why should I care about that?
Because they're the same laws, or why you get to get on the radio and speak what you speak? The same laws, or why somebody's not?
No, it's not a law that lets you speak on the radio. It's just the fact that they haven't stopped us from doing it because they've got this pesky thing called freedom of speech. That's the Constitution, and it's not the same thing as like writing a statute.
Does the Constitution give Congress the authority to deal with immigration?
No, it not doesn't at all. Actually, it talks about
it's
nationalization.
Naturalization.
Or yeah, naturalization,
which has to do with giving citizenship and the right to vote. It doesn't have to do with people crossing borders. The first laws against immigration had to do with the Yellow Man laws in the 1880s. Up to that point,
hold on. In your viewpoint, you're saying the Constitution has the United States has no legal standing to create borders and protect those borders.
Well, you asked me if it was constitutional, and I answered your question.
Right. They're going to find they have legal standing because they violate the Constitution left
and right.
The criminals
in Washington, D.C. believe they have standing to do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah.
If they wanted to come over to your house and kick your front door in and take everything you own, they do it because they have standing because they're criminals. They're liars and thieves.
Listen, you're talking about police state. I did 14 years in the feds, so I'm no fan of the police. But I've also spent quite a bit of time in Juarez, and you see the difference between Juarez and El Paso. El Paso is a violent city, but compared to Juarez, it's like a small hit count.
Your fear-mongering is not persuasive to me.
Yeah.
Thank you for the
call.
The
war on drugs has been terrible for northern Mexico. There's no doubt about it. But most of that war on drugs is perpetrated
by the U.S.
It's perpetuated by U.S. policies. I mean, I don't know what Mexico would be like if it wasn't for the fact that it was spending so much time, so many of its people were spending so much time muling drugs up here for, well, United States citizens to consume.
All I hear from that caller is fear, fear, fear. Be afraid of the immigrants so you can turn to mommy government to keep you safe from all these people that want to come rape your wife and take your job. And it's, you know, for me, I'm not afraid of the immigrants. The ones I've met have been kind people who are interested in, you know, working hard to support their family, whether the family's here or in some other country. That's been my experience. And the people that have really, if I'm going to be scared of anybody, it's going to be the U.S. federal government and the local government. They're the ones who are hurting my friends. They're the ones who are putting my friends in prison cells for who have not harmed anybody else for peaceful actions. They're the ones who are stealing from us wholesale with taxes and destroying businesses through regulation. They are the terrorists. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com with coupon code FTL10.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join join us right here, our live Saturday edition continuing. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're online, you need to protect yourself. There's a virtual private network out there that'll encrypt your online data before it reaches your ISP. You keep your same ISP, you just use ProXPN. And they offer OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They will protect you from your own ISP, who is likely spying on you right now. They're probably logging the things you're doing online. Then they can sell that information. They can data mine it for their own use or turn it over to the government. If they don't have that info, there's nothing they can do about it. And you can protect yourself by using ProXPN. You can go to ProXPN.com, use code FTL50. You'll save 50% off the regular monthly price when you order their annual account. So code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, 50, like 50% off. And by the way, they do accept Bitcoin over at ProXPN. You go there, and you should know they keep no logs of your activities whatsoever. Whether you've got Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, you can get set up with ProXPN, and it only takes a moment. So go to ProXPN.com right now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. Before we jump back into these calls, Mark, you had a comment you wanted to add in.
Yeah, it's interesting when I take the stance that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people and you don't have free countries, that all the things that I get accused of. Look, if I happen to have been born by chance of fate south of the U.S. border rather than north of the U.S. border, I would do whatever there was in my power to provide for my family and provide for my children. I would consider that the right thing to do. And I would consider myself to be a coward if I didn't do everything I could to make sure that my children had a better life for themselves. Therefore, if somebody stands in the way of what I consider to be a brave, just individual who's attempting to make a better life for himself and his family, I don't know what to call that person except evil. Now, I'm not trying to claim that everybody who's listening to me that has a different opinion from me is evil. As I understood it for myself, as I sort of walked myself through the logic that was involved here, is that, okay, which side am I on? And the side I'm on is that people should be able to work for a living, and the competition's good. The marketplace is good, and so we should allow labor. If we're going to allow goods across the border, we should allow labor across the border. That's all I'm saying.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. JD's listening in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, JD. Hello. JD in Utah. Going once. JD in Utah. Going twice. Maybe these are
the
ones.
Hello,
JD. You're on, but you're way distorted. Please back away from your phone a little bit. Maybe like a couple inches
okay.
or something.
Is that better?
That's better, actually. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I was calling in about like the lady that was blindly defending all police officers. And my first thing is people who blindly defend all police officers are just as dangerous as spreading their opinions as people who are saying we should hate all police officers. But
I agree.
But with my experiences, like my last combat tour in Iraq in 08, and in certain zones in Iraq, they were called green zones. And when we were in those zones in foot patrols, we were there to be a police force. And one of the rules of engagement is if we were being shot at, we cannot return fire without permission. So one situation, we were under fire. We had to take cover, call in a talk, explain the whole situation. And then they gave us the authority if we could return fire or not. And that would get stressful, but we would stay to it. And then one night I was just doing overwatch in a tower in a green zone. And this was after they left the curfew. And through the thermals, we had two dismounted Iraqis with weapons low crawling through a field towards our tower. Well, we shined a spotlight on them and we're yelling at them because that was our rules of engagement.
And then,
it was like yelling at them, hey, you, stop shooting at us, go home. And I shot a pan flare towards their direction.
A what? A pan flare?
A pan flare. It's a flare the size of a pen.
Okay, pin
and
flare. Got it.
I shot it at them. And when I got off shift, I got sent to the talk, and I had to go through a court-martial for use of unauthorized use of deadly force for shooting a pen flare, and I had to justify why I shot it at dismounted personnel without permission from the talk. And they changed that rule of engagement while I was on shift, and no one notified me. And my whole thing is, if we're holding soldiers to those standards in third world countries doing police action and different operations like that, but then we have police officers, and this has happened, where they shot people unarmed in the back, or they beat down people, and people are making excuses for that. I don't find that justified. In my own personal experience, when I first got home, I was medevac. I was in a wheelchair living in Illinois, and we heard gunshots. So I called the police, and I told them, oh, I've heard multiple small arms fire about 300 meters south-southwest of my address. Well, they knew I was a vet and where I lived, and SWAT team came to my house.
Your house?
And, yeah, they came to my house, and I was in the garage smoking a cigarette with my wife, and I heard a police radio go off, and I said, hey, I'm in the garage, and I thought they were coming to take my statement.
Sure, they wanted some information.
Yeah, next thing I know, I hear all these voices yelling at me to put my hands up, and my hands go up in the air, and they said, is there anything in your hands? And I said, a cigarette, and they yell at me to throw it to the ground. I throw it to the ground, and then they said, come out with your hands up. And I said, I can't. I'm in a wheelchair. And then they said again, come out with your hands up or else we're releasing the dogs. And I said, I can't. I'm in a wheelchair. And my wife, 120 pounds, goes out there, gets taken down by SWAT team, and they rush up in the garage with dogs and take me down in my wheelchair. And then after all that happened, they told me I had to understand that since I was a combat vet, they had to assume I was the one doing the shooting, even though
what?
I called it in. Because I could
Well, they had your address.
Yeah. And they said, because I could have been setting up an ambush to shoot police.
Oh, my God. This happened in Utah?
No, those are
Illinois, Naperville, Illinois, just south of Chicago.
Well, you said the word gun in Illinois. That's
well,
the problem.
This is how they pay you back for your so-called service, right? Hey, welcome to a free country, huh?
Well, they really got pissed off at me because when I saw the dog running up the driveway at me while I was in the wheelchair, I yelled, welcome home.
Wow. JD, thanks for sharing that story. It was absolutely horrifying. I'm glad you're okay. At least you you lived through it. Thank you for the call tonight. That's about all you can hope for these days in some of these police encounters, is that you will continue breathing afterwards.
There's just too many.
Thank goodness he didn't have a dog.
Yeah, too many of these circumstances where, you know, it the stories are just outrageous. Yeah. Now, I'm not making this stuff up. This is coming down the pike, and the
no shortage of them. Yeah, Copblock.org.
Well,
got them all day long.
You know, I want very badly for police to be considered to be upright.
Well, what JD said was correct, is that they're individuals, and you can't just say all cops are bad, and you also can't say all cops are good. The toll-free number, 855-453, but...
Where was the one stopping that raid on his house, though?
They were all in, at least there sounded like there were several of them, and they were all in on it. So it certainly seems like there are far more bad cops than there are good cops, because if there were more good cops...
The good ones won't stop the bad ones.
Right, they'd be arresting the bad ones. Where is that happening? 855-453.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Join us, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we want you to join us online over at freetalklive.com. We'll tell you more about some of the new features on the website coming up.
So what would you do if a bizarre cult army calling itself the Trust invaded your sleepy little town? We'll find out what James Cantrell, a big-hearted country boy with a crappy job who's learned to live without dreams, does, because sometimes the guy who's learned to live without dreams might be the best suited to handle a nightmare. Read the action comedy graphic novel James vs. the New World Order by Brandon Bitros and illustrated by J. Matthew Root in the first of what's estimated to be a 5-volume, 24-issue series. If this intrigues you, go to JamesVS.TheNewWorldOrder.com to contribute to their Kickstarter. They're crowdfunding to raise money for the artwork, the coloring, the production, the distribution. This is basically a pre-order. They're going to produce this. They're just $700 away at this point from reaching the goal, and it ends Wednesday. So, JamesVS.TheNewWorldOrder.com. I went there. You know, they're going to produce this many issues. I bought the first two issues ahead of time because I know they'll deliver them. So it's James vs. TheNewWorldOrder.com.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Dave's listening in Indy to WIBCFM. Hey, Dave.
Holy cow, I can't believe you guys said that not all cops were bad. I applaud you. You're making progress.
Been saying that for a long time, Dave. Maybe you just haven't paid attention.
It just doesn't sound like it because we do the stories over and over again.
Wow. Well, I must have missed that show. I'm sorry. Anyway, you know what would have happened if somebody in that theater in France would have been armed probably not 100 people dying. Probably not even 50.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that.
Could have been helpful. Maybe.
Well, gun-free zones, wherever they are absolutely deadly.
Most of the mass shootings in the United States that occur in gun-free zones.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a generalization that I think, you know, we can attest to, hold a little water. So I would say even one of the best defenses against homegrown terrorism or people sneaking across the border, you know, your friends down there that you love, that they just want a job, you know, be armed, you know, exercise your Second Amendment.
But you don't want to shoot somebody who just happened to have caught, you know, walking through the desert or something, right?
I don't think you can shoot somebody if they're walking across the desert.
That's good. Yeah, you don't want to do that. But yeah, defending yourself, that's a good idea. Defending your family from an attacker, wherever they're from, you know, that's a fine and legitimate thing to do.
Sure. Now, since you're so in love with amnesty, and you are, that's okay.
I don't use that term, but okay.
I'm in love with freedom.
The amnesty suggests that the liars and criminals in Washington, D.C. have... Hold on. This is really important. Amnesty suggests that the liars and criminals in Washington, D.C., and you would agree that the politicians are generally liars and criminals, right?
I'll give you all Democrats and about 25% of Republicans.
You give me 50% of Republicans and you've got a deal.
I'll give you 30% of Republicans.
Fine. There we've got a majority of politicians in Washington, D.C. are liars and thieves, and most laws are passed by a slim majority. So therefore, when you're talking about amnesty, you're just legitimizing these thieves, liars, and criminals.
Well, you know, if somebody's coming across the border or if they've lived here for four generations and they want something for nothing, I generally don't like those people anyway.
Hear, hear.
Thanks for the call, Dave. I appreciate it, man. I mean, nobody should have something for nothing, but it's the government that empowers people to do that.
We got a welfare problem. We don't have an immigration problem.
Absolutely. Let's continue. This one is John, listening in Tallahassee. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I'm going to make it quick. I'm on one cell on my phone, so it's about to go out. So I just want to, if you guys could discuss this issue, it drives me crazy. I don't understand. Maybe you can enlighten me as to why all these people that are Arab Muslims mostly that are coming to Europe, they're headed towards Europe. Why are the Arab Muslim nations, and of course I know, you know, Jordan's full up. They can't take any more people, and obviously Iraq, maybe Egypt and Syria, but all the other Arab nations, not one of them, although they're underpopulated and got plenty of money, are not taking these people in. That their own people. And I'm just
They're not their own people. I mean, I don't know that they're their own people. Just because they're Muslim doesn't mean...
I mean Arab Muslims. They're Arab Muslim cults.
Well, there are a lot of different sects.
Yeah, but that's just that's a designation you've made in your mind.
The Sunnis, I get to all that. But why do you think, and you can discuss amongst yourself, why do you think that these countries are so reluctant? I mean, all I've heard about it is that Saudi Arabia offered Germany whatever millions they needed to build a mosque in Germany, but they're not going to take them themselves.
It's probably fear of immigrants. I mean, you hear a bunch of people afraid of immigrants in this country, so it's probably something you see around the world.
I know in Saudi Arabia there's a big, basically a welfare program for citizens, and non-citizens really don't get much, so they probably just don't want any more non-citizens with their hands out.
I mean, the sort of the way of the world is to fear people from somewhere else and to try to keep them out. It's unusual, and America was unusual in the world because it was a place where people could, at some point in the past, come to without having to ask some government bureaucrat's permission and beg and entreat and pay however much money those bureaucrats were demanding to come in.
Let me ask you this real quick. Do you think that since what happened yesterday in Paris, do you think that's going to change a little bit of what's going on with the European attitude and the European governments taking a lot of these people in?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. You've had some good ones tonight. Thanks, John, for your call.
Okay,
I appreciate
it.
Yep, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I guess time will tell how the various Europe governments respond to this. And, of course, we've yet to see what the American government does. I'm sure they will likely try to increase the police state because every attack anywhere around the world is an excuse to increase the police state in the United States. I don't know if you heard this, Mark, but just briefly last night on the show, you're off on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
We were at the Keene City Council meeting on Thursday night, and we witnessed them militarizing the fire department now. There's a Department of Homeland Security grant program that fire departments are applying to, and you actually volunteer firemen, so maybe you're aware of some of this, where they're actually asking, the federal government is giving out bulletproof vests, Kevlar helmets, and all manner of, they're not giving them weapons yet, but they're on the road toward that. I mean, it's actually happening. So they've militarized the police so much, now they're focusing on militarizing the fire departments. This cannot lead to good things, in my opinion. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to TJ.
I'm just looking for my free Kevlar vest.
TJ is on the line in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. He's TJ the Spy. Hey, TJ, you're on Skype.
Hello, Ian. I'm reporting to you live from above the studios of LRN, and I had a question for you where I'm investigating on the fundamental important question of why are drugs illegal?
Well, that's an excellent question. I would say that it's based mostly on fear. There are certain people who don't like the idea of others altering their state of consciousness, so they've come up with all manner of scary stories to convince people that all drugs are bad and dangerous, and they've done a fairly good job of persuading people on that.
Well, I do, because I can tell you, since I'm on LSD, I have absolutely no desire to go out and beat people up or hurt people. And I always thought, goodness gracious, this must be a very dangerous drug for the government. If you gave it to all of our soldiers, they wouldn't want to go out and beat the crap out of people.
There is a fun video that people can look for on YouTube. Look for British soldiers LSD. There was an experiment. I presume it's legit. I don't know if it's real, but it's pretty entertaining either way.
I've seen it.
Yeah, where British soldiers were administered, allegedly, LSD without their knowledge, and then they were out on some sort of training exercise or whatever, and they were observed as to their behavior, and they weren't as interested in being soldiers at the time at which they were on said LSD.
Well, that's probably one of the reasons that drugs were outlawed, was because people feel that it sort of, disrupts the work ethic, and productivity is important.
I'll continue to investigate from the studios above LRN News.
Thanks for the call tonight, TJ. Our toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, there certainly was a lot of, lies when it came to just even marijuana prohibition back in the 1930s here in the United States. And the real, at least some of the motivators there was there were certain corporations who were competing with the hemp plant, and they didn't want hemp as their competitor in industry. And so they were the people that were pushing a line of propaganda that basically said that white women will lay down with black men and jazz music is bad, 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 or whatever. It's just ridiculous racism and protectionism was what brought us that particular prohibition. This is Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
All right, Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Maybe enough time for you if you're already on the lines. If you're not, well, we can take you tomorrow night because we do a live Sunday show as well. We do this thing live 7 nights a week. There's always more time for your phone call. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us over at freetalklive.com. I did mention briefly, it's a brand new website. We have redesigned for 2015. It's been about 5 years since we'd actually done another redesign. There's a new feature, which is the Free Talk Live News, FTL News. You go on the front page, click FTL News next to our show topics there, and that'll take you to Mark's blog posts, as well as some of mine from freekeen.com. I'm syndicating my own blog on the Free Talk Live blog. And so you can keep up with some of the show hosts' opinions and things that we think are interesting. And then the show topics is where you, the listener, get to decide what's interesting. You submit right there to the front page of our website potential content that we can talk about on the air. So it's the two main thrusts of the website, besides the fact that you can go and listen to us live when you're actually going in to the site, freetalklive.com. During our live hours, there's a new front page that actually just shows you a play button and then our chat room, and it makes it super easy to tune into the show while we're live. Of course, we've got archives going back for years, almost a decade's worth of archives there for free, and also live streaming and podcasts and a variety and a bevy of other features. If you support Free Talk Live, please go to amp.freetalklive.com and amp the show for $5 a month. It's a great way to help us get on more radio stations to talk about the ideas of freedom, liberty, peace on stations all across the country and around the globe via satellite, via free-to-air satellite. You can help us with this outreach mission of ours. It's $5 a month, and you get perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp, A-M-P, .freetalklive.com. To the phones and to your thoughts. Jack is listening in Myrtle Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jack.
Hey, man, I just really love the show. I just wanted to really kind of steer the conversation a little bit towards a different subject, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, please.
I was just in, like, how you guys feel about, essentially, liberty and, you know, freedom thereof versus pragmatism. Like, how do you guys feel, like, say, where do those values, like, compare and where they differ? And where would you guys want to, like,
specifically... Well, can you define pragmatism?
Like, say, I know... this version of freedom would be a very bad, you know, comparison because it's not really free. But like, say, our model versus, say, some kind of Putin's model, where he's basically turned a failing state around into what could be described as a regional, if not, you know, small world power, like to that kind of pragmatism, where you're not exactly democratic, but you still have an effective government that is somewhat close to the will of the people.
I don't know if it's close to the will of the people. I mean, there was recently a Princeton study that showed that basically there is no relationship between laws that are passed and what the people want. Would I say that the United States is a freer country than the Russia? Yeah, sure.
By far.
Yeah, I'd say it's a much freer country. I'd also say that Putin hasn't really turned it around either.
He's just in it for Putin.
They're broke, and they're going broker faster.
It's actually Estonia that's doing the best of all of the former Russians, former Soviet Union.
They're the freest of them. I'll say that I'm going to choose pragmatism over a liberty, but I want to negotiate towards freedom, towards human freedom. And it's not even on the table. Nobody's even talking about it. So at the very least, I have to talk about what the ideas of liberty are for people to understand what to negotiate towards. And that's, you know, what I consider my role to be. If I am able to turn the giant ship of state somewhat more towards the Statue of Liberty, then I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to get on here and spend my life talking about those things. But you know, at this point, there's no other voices doing that.
Jack, thanks for calling the question. Oh, go ahead quickly.
All right. One last thing. At one point, like, basically, does liberty kind of turn against you where you're not really – you're free. Yes, you have a freedom of choice, but isn't your freedom of choice kind of molded by what other people want as well, where it's kind of mob rule? Like, where does it stop being liberty and more of a collective will, you know, where it's more –
Well, when it stops being liberty is when somebody does use violence to threaten you with doing what they want you to do. That's when liberty ends.
Ultimately, what freedom is the ability to choose for yourself. And
the ability to say no.
Right. And so what the mob does is it says that it claims your property and it claims your body and it says that it owns both of them. In this case, the mob is Washington, D.C., your local governments, your state governments. All of them claim your body. They claim your property. Those are the means of production. They're socialist organizations. They will derive socialism while being socialist. Mm. So what a free person should be able to do is secede their property, secede their body from the state. If they can't do that, they're not free.
Jack, good call, man. Thanks for the question tonight. Appreciate that. And I like a good change of direction here on Free Talk Live. It's what we do. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything. Let's go to Rick, listening in Indy to WIBC-FM. Hey, Indy, or Rick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I want to talk a little bit about immigration. I heard your little logic going on with the immigration coming up, you know, people sneaking across the southern border. But I guess I kind of wanted to ask a leading question. Why is it that the state criminalizes those people sneaking across the border?
Why does it do it? Probably because it's a value to, you know, some people in political power to prevent them from being able to have jobs and work. What do you think the reason is?
Well, here's my thought. When they're coming across the border, they don't have Social Security numbers, correct?
Fine. Yeah. I did propose on the show a proposal to give out a blue card.
Well, I'd like to hear Rick's answer to your question, okay. Mark.
Oh, okay. Sorry. They don't have the ability to tax them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
A lot of times, if they work in legit jobs, they do pay taxes, and they can't file returns.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes they'll use a Social Security number just to get the job, and ultimately, you know, they can't collect on that down the line. So, I see where you're coming from. And another possibility could be that they love control. They're just, you know, some of these government guys love to be in control of things, and they love telling people what to do. So this is another way for them to control more people, including the people in the United States, because remember, the border wall or border fence also keeps people in.
Correct. Yeah, and this whole immigration thing I think could be solved as well. Is it's a great argument for a flat tax or a fair tax where we don't have these 27 million pages, you know, to do with the IRS. Make the tax system simpler, and that way maybe people wouldn't be so afraid of immigrants coming across the border. I wonder about this.
I'm of two minds.
I
like fair. Fair is good. I'm for more fairness. However,
right.
One of the things about the convoluted, stupid IRS code that we currently have is that tens of millions of Americans currently do not pay taxes. Many of them are small business people. Many people work under the table. Just a variety of them. They don't pay any income tax. They don't file income taxes. They may pay, but they don't file them.
I'm one of them. Screw those people. Screw the federal government.
And, you know, to me, that's what empowers the state. Giving them money is what empowers the state.
And obedience.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to empower these people anymore.
Yeah.
So do I want the Byzantine crazy tax system that we currently have today?
No.
Or do I want everybody to have equal slavery?
I don't want either of them. I mean, let's just talk about freedom and how about seceding from the United States and ending the entire United States experiment. I mean, rather than rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, it's too little too late. This thing's over with. This experiment is done. It's a failure. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Maybe not quite. I'm not quite there, but I see where you're coming from, though. And
how much more freedom do they have to destroy before you'll come on board with secession?
Well, with the events of Paris, I'm sure they'll be taking Fourth Amendment rights again. And
oh yeah,
wait. They'll be taking our Second Amendment as well. So
yeah, it's true. Rick, good call, man. Thanks for sharing tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll free. I'm not going to give you that number. Let's go to Paul, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts, Paul.
Yes. This French thing. I mean, they already have the military, you know, patrolling Paris and everything, you know. So that's a done deal. That's a done deal. They got what they wanted out of this. And,
who's they?
It's an excuse. Oh, well, they were France. I'm sorry. France.
France got what they wanted, which is military occupation of their own country?
Well, not in the sense like French people, but that's how it was all
you mean the French government. You're saying the French government wanted to have like a military occupation of their own country.
Well, because it's not surprising what happened. I mean,
no, it's not at all.
Some sources in essence say hundreds or probably thousands of French citizens went to go fight in Syria. So they're citizens with passports and they know France. So if that's the case, then this is just one, I think. This is just
You're saying there's going to be more attacks coming.
I'm not saying that. I mean, it's just the facts.
I think it's a legitimate prediction. I think you're right about that.
I think it's likely.
Thousands of European citizens need to go fight.
Yeah, they can't keep the people out who are going to want to do the strikes. Thank you, Paul. I agree with you know the idea that the France is likely going to receive more attacks, especially if they continue to bomb Syrian targets. That's just going to almost guarantee it. We're out of time for tonight. Maybe you didn't get on. You want to join us tomorrow? We'll be here. 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time are our live hours. You can tune us in on the radio and also at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
This is a health care alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.